Good afternoon, Divine Canning.
Hi there, is Allison in?
This is her, how can I help you?
Oh, hi Allison, this is Pablo from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Great, I'm glad to hear that. I know you're busy, so I'm not going to take up a lot of your time, but I wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about 2.5 weeks ago. And it's based on some financing that you did with Comerica Bank back in 2011. Does that ring a bell?
What bank?
Some financing that you did with Comerica Bank in 2011.
No.
No? Okay. Alright, well, I was just calling you because your business is pre-approved for equipment financing and some working capital. It looks like about $250K. So I actually just wanted to check in with you and see if you guys had any big upcoming projects this quarter or maybe looking to take on to bring in some more tanning beds or anything like that.
Well, the thing about it is what it, you see, I am the business owner, okay? There is something that I have been trying to remove from Kia, and I do have a letter from Kia stating that the late payment was not my fault, and this was back in 2014. However, you know, the credit agencies, you know, I have been fighting them from 2014 to remove those. It's been 2 years. And
okay.
Both of them, and that's the only bad mark that I have. My credit is good. I'm at maybe about a 703.
Okay, that's very good.
I do have two loans out that are, you know, two vehicle loans. But, you know, other than that, and the house payment and, you know, my salon and stuff.
Right.
I was thinking about getting some equipment.
Okay. What kind of equipment were you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for tanning beds.
Okay.
And what I'd like to do, I'd like to take four of the existing tanning beds out and bring four new tanning beds in.
Okay. Do you know on average how much these tanning beds usually cost?
Well, the ones that I want to pull in are anywhere from $5,000 to $6,000 a piece. So
okay.
They're used. It's the used equipment, but they're in good shape.
Okay. So you're looking to take in about four new beds.
40, maybe about 40,000. Less than 40, maybe 30,000.
Okay, so anywhere from 30 to 40.
Uh-huh.
Okay, awesome. When are you looking to try to get these in by?
Probably, we're in September now.
Right.
Probably in my slow time. I'd like to have them up and running by December, you
okay.
know, so I can hit a new year.
Right.
Good, or, you know, I don't know how we do it, but I don't, you know.
Okay, so what's typically your busier time of year?
Well, my busy time hits in December, January, February, March, April, May, and then June it starts to die down.
Okay, so,
right,
so like
now
right around summer.
Yeah. So
okay.
July and August. You know, I mean, I'm good. You know, I walk with God and everything. God keeps me, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I just speak in, you know. I speak the word over everything. So August, September, October, November. I've got like 4 months that are, I got a constant income coming in because I got EFTs, you know.
Right.
Automatic draws.
Yeah,
and I do have women that do come back in tan in the winter time, you know.
Yeah, definitely, of course. Just by curiosity, what kind of a return on investment are you looking at with these new tanning beds?
What kind of units am I looking for?
No. What kind of a return on investment would you be looking with these?
A return?
Yes, return on an investment.
Well, you know, the equipment decreases in value.
Right, of course.
The equipment decreases in value. The thing about me getting a new equipment is outbeating my competitor.
Okay.
Who's running Soltron, and I want to bring in some Envy or Pro, or Soltron, not all Soltron, it's Pro Envy, Spot Envy by Luxura tanning units.
Okay.
That would beat my competitor, and since their prices have hit sky high, my beds this year, I pulled a good year, I've been getting a lot of turnover from them. Plus,
okay.
I relamp. Not every salon relamps. I'm a tan dark owner, for God's sake.
Right.
They look lily white.
Right.
you know.
Yeah.
And I work my salon. I'm here every day.
Okay, awesome.
You know, I just don't leave it to nobody. This is my bread and butter.
Right, yeah, I completely understand. So just out of, I'm trying to get down some more information. With these beds, you said that they would probably be used. So
yes.
where would you be buying them from?
I would be getting them from Greg Nelrich, who is works through ProSun.
Works through what? ProSun?
ProSun. It's a tanning industry out of San Diego, but he also has, from my own understanding, let me get on my page with him. He has opened up his own, he's like contracted out, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Let me look him up, Greg. There he is. Okay, he is Greg Nelrich, former West Coast Sales Directory at Luxura. Those tanning beds that I wanted.
Okay.
So this is a guy who I'm going through. He lives in San Marcos, California. So
okay.
This guy is the guy who, and he's a consulting specialist in the industry.
Okay, and he works for a ProSun, you said?
Well, it's ProSun, but I think he's his own now.
Okay.
So he worked former, it says former, West Coast Sales, but he is on his own right now. But
okay.
He told me when I reached out to go through him, because this is what he's doing. He's got all the hookups because of the fact that he knows everybody, because he was in the industry, that he knows everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I understand.
Yeah.
Do you know how to spell his last name?
Sure. It is Nehrlich.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could you start over real quick?
Yeah, Nehrlich.
Nelrich. Okay, perfect.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so just out of curiosity, if you don't mind me asking, and you don't have to, but about how much money did you, how much revenue did you bring in last year?
Last year, I think I brought in, well, I'm going to tell you, I didn't claim it all, and I'm not going to, because the IRS takes a lot.
Not the bottom line.
You guys know that.
Yeah,
you
of
know,
course.
I'm just saying, I probably pulled about $196,000.
Okay, and, right, I'm asking about revenue, not the bottom line income, just the revenue.
Just what I made for myself?
No. Just how much you actually pulled in sales before all your expenses and stuff.
Before expenses, $196,000.
Oh, okay, perfect. And are you looking to beat that number this year?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any estimate by how much?
Oh, I don't know. Who are you with again?
I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, Bank of Cardiff. I know Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, yeah.
I met them at the tanning industry.
Yes, we're very close by.
And the owner I met, the big honcho.
Oh, really?
He was the one who approved me in Vegas.
Oh,
they
very
sat
interesting.
Right down there in Vegas, and he approved me. This was back in 2013.
Okay, wonderful.
But I wasn't ready to make a move.
Okay, well, I'm very glad we're following up then.
Yeah. So my thing is that I would like to, if it's the same here, let me see here. I'm going into my office now. Let me get my thing here. No, excuse me. Castleton. I'm thinking of Castleton. You've heard of Castleton?
Yes, we operate in the same industry as them.
Okay. That, too, I met the big honcho in Castleton. I got all of his paperwork here. They've been calling me, too.
Okay.
Castleton and Kevin Ruane is the owner. And I got his extension 2001. He's the one who's been reaching out to me, him and his manager or whatever. But, yeah, I remember you guys, too. You know,
yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
definitely.
I don't know what it takes. I don't know what you guys want.
Yeah, our application process is actually extremely simple. Our application is only one page.
Uh-huh.
And then other than the application, We would just need the last 6 months of bank statements, and your most recent tax return. So it would be either 2015, and if you don't have that, then 2014.
Uh-huh.
And then do you guys take credit card?
I do.
Okay, so if you do take credit card, then we would need 4 months of the most recent merchant statements.
Okay.
And that's actually all. And we would actually be able to, if you got all of that in, we would be able to get you an approval and a rate, hopefully within 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
And we'd actually be able to get you funded within 48 hours.
Okay, can you send stuff to my email?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
A-L-L-Y, the number 4.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I'll definitely be sending you over all the information you need. And we'll definitely be in touch. I'll probably follow up probably the end of this week with more information, depending on how soon in you get your paperwork.
Okay.
So yeah, all right.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem, of course. Very nice to meet you, Ellie.
So
I'll definitely be following up soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.